Exclusive, pro-Trump Super PAC's July fundraising supercharged this group to report $30 million in bank halfway through 2023. By Matthew Boyle on July 31, 2023. The Federal Election Commission, FEC, report that will come out later on Monday will show the Super PAC backing former President Donald Trump for president in 2024. MAGA Incorporated had more than $30 million in cash on hand as of June 30, a PAC aide told Breitbart News exclusively. The eye-popping number, which will come out in part on an NFEC report later on Monday, comes after a significant haul of $17 million in the first half of the year between the two entities. In addition, a PAC aide told Breitbart News that in July alone, from July 1 to July 31, the PAC raised another $15 million, which is nearly the amount the PAC raised the entire first half of the year. The fundraising has been supercharged in recent weeks, a MAGA Incorporated aide said, noting that Trump's continued dominance atop the GOP field, combined with his legal battles with Democrat President Joe Biden's Justice Department, have fueled a surge in incoming cash. Those July numbers will not appear on the FEC report. Super PACs file reports with the FEC semi-annually in off years and more frequently in election years. Prominent donors to the Super PAC include prolific GOP donor Trish Duggan, who gave $5 million, casino magnate Phil Ruffin, who gave $2 million, and New York Jets owner Woody Johnson, who gave $1 million. The report will show that the Super PAC spent over $20 million on advertisements over the course of the reporting period. Of that, a substantial amount of those ads focused on defining Trump's chief rival in the GOP primary, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, early. MAGA Incorporated started a television blitz at the end of March 2023 and spent about $1 million a week until the end of June on air, mostly targeting DeSantis, a time frame in which DeSantis's poll numbers have collapsed. Many of the ads target DeSantis's record on issues ranging from his position on Social Security to taxes and more. On March 31, when the PAC ads first went up on the air, DeSantis was polling at 27% nationally in the GOP primary per morning consult. At the end of June, when the MAGA Incorporated blitz concluded, DeSantis had dropped down to 18% in morning consult polling. Since then, he has continued his downward trajectory and currently sits at 16%. Similarly, the Real Clear Politics polling average on March 31 showed DeSantis at just over 30%, but DeSantis dropped 10%, down to just above 20% toward the end of June. The report also shows a refund of $12.2 million back to Save America PAC, a group that Trump controls and is funding the legal defense of Trump and his allies fighting back against the various legal challenges they are facing. Save America PAC had reportedly requested a $60 million refund, as the group had spent more than $40 million on legal fees for Trump and others battling back against the various prosecutions the former president faces.